You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast.
This gardening feature is brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Humans Garden Center.
It's 10:30 and time for the Garden Zone with our sponsor, Jeremy Finn from Harry Humans Garden Center. Good morning.
Hello.
Jeremy, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, definitely good to have a nice change of scenery.
A much needed one, because you had quite a long holiday. It was school holidays. So.
Yeah, it was school holiday. This is, you know, my time. I have to go away when it's cold, unfortunately.
Yes.
But it is the nature of our business.
And everybody needs a break.
Everyone needs a break.
Yes. So we did miss you. And we could definitely miss David.
Yes.
David's obviously very, very busy because the rain is gone and now it's
work
and more work.
Yeah, it's a similar boat to us, you know, when the going's good and the sun comes out, then you've got to make hay. I don't know the saying, but it's one of those.
Well, the sun shines. There you got it. Make hay or the sun shines.
Yeah, exactly. So, like this past weekend, we had some good trade because of the sun being out.
Yes.
You know, the rest of the
month. It was bitterly cold, but it was
at least the sun was out. And if you stood in the sun, then you warmed
that.
Up.
Yes. Vitamin D.
Yeah.
So our topic today.
Well, it's almost August.
Yes, almost August.
I cannot, believe that it's almost August, one of those things, like as you get older, the time seems to go much faster.
Yeah.
And so August is coming up. So I thought we would just chat about getting into, they called it late winter, because technically it's still winter.
Yes. And the rain's not over.
They
say it's not over because apparently Thursday, I think, late Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, back to rain.
Yes.
So it's not over.
No. I don't know what the, what do they call the dam levels are like at the moment, but they're in the 90s.
It must be pretty full.
Yeah. So that's good for us.
Yes.
Because we don't need to have any sort of water restrictions coming back or anything like that. So at least when it does rain, we get enough in the winter now.
Yes, for sure. And we've had rain. Oh, boy, we've had it.
Flooding.
Yes.
So happy about that. But as I said, it's almost that time when we do have a little more warmer days. And then you can get stuck into the garden, especially preparing for springtime. Because as soon as the spring comes, then everything is going to go crazy, hopefully, because of all the water we've had. So that's quite exciting. And so I thought we would just chat about that. There's still some things to do in the garden, just the general cleaning up and pruning back and things like that. Hopefully, if you had roses, I'm sure David would have done his pruning of his beloved roses.
He said he wasn't very happy. He had to do some homework.
Yeah, he was struggling with his roses, but I think it was just, seasonal, maybe a little bit cold or something like that. But as long as he gave them a prune back, and then, with the pruning seal, just to make sure, because when you do have a lot of rain and you do cut back things, sometimes you don't want to have that situation where some fungus can get in or something like that.
Yes.
So using that pruning steel sealing, or it's called Steri-Seal is the other one, always a good option to put onto those little cuts that you've made.
Yes.
And that just prevents anything from getting into the plant. And so you would have done that July, which is now. And if you haven't done it, there's still time.
There's still time.
Yeah.
Is it time to start cutting your grass now?
Yeah. It's one of those things where you don't want to do those really low cuts. It's still a situation where you because it's growing slower, you don't want to cut it right down because then you could cause damage. You want it just to be a sort of medium cut so that there's still leaf on the grass. And then in terms of like fertilizer, you don't need to do much now. If you wanted to do something, you would do this, just the general.
Just keep your hand on it.
Yeah, 2-3-2 or something.
Well, I have
like
no
that.
Idea what's going on with ours.
Yeah.
The grass has grown. I mean, I'm just about walking into a jungle. So we're on the mountainside, as you know. So on the right and the left, it looks like a jungle. So I'm not sure. Maybe it's all the water that's coming down.
Yes, definitely all the water that's coming down off the mountain.
Yes. Yeah.
And if it's like a kikuyu grass, I mean, that loves water, and it doesn't slow down a lot in the winter time. So that's probably what's coming through there.
Definitely.
Yeah, going crazy. Yeah.
It's even going to the wash line, and even now it's like, I've got to be careful. I'm so scared of snakes. Although I know they've gone to sleep with it being so cold. Well, I hope they've gone to sleep.
Yeah. Luckily, you don't have to worry about that right now. But still, you don't want to stand on a stake or something in the grass.
Exactly.
Yeah, rather take
I don't want a puffy. No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, get the weed eater out and just chop that back.
Yes.
But yeah, the grass... you don't need to do much with, as long as you keep it neat. Because as I said, if you cut it too short, then it takes a long time to come back, and it might, set it back. So rather slightly higher setting on the mower. And then if you wanted to do a fertilizer, if you haven't done it for a very long time, just a general 2-3-2 or one of the all-purpose, one of those chicken manure based ones.
Yes.
That always, goes down well. But otherwise, in August, mid to late August, we're going to start with hopefully a little bit more warmth coming through, and then you can definitely do that fertilizer if you haven't done it right now or not going to do it right now. But as I said, August is when you can also start preparing for the summer veggies, because if you want to get a really long season on some of the things like the tomatoes and the peppers and things like that, then if you like technical, or if you want to give it a go, then you can start seeds off in those domes.
Yes.
I think we talked about it before, where you have that like sort of humidity dome. And if you have it in a nice warm spot and you get your seeds to germinate early August, September, then by the time the plants are mature, then they can start fruiting much earlier.
Yes.
Sometimes if you wait too late, then you cut your season a little bit short. But also sometimes you don't get the same germination when you do it too early. So it's... if you're really into it, then I would say you can start thinking about doing...
Is this going to be the middle of August, or you can start now?
Well, I think it's still a little cold. It's been a little bit chilly.
It is, and more rain, so that's coming.
I'd rather say, when it starts warming up slightly, it's difficult to tell in the Cape Town environment. But,
yes, for sure. And I remember last year, September, it was pouring down as well.
Yes.
So we just don't know.
We don't know.
In Cape Town, we don't know.
Yeah, but you could get one of those little, like a portable hot house kind of situation that you set up. And
Do you purchase? Can someone purchase from Harry Humans? So you've got those.
Small little, like a meter by a meter by 2 meters or something. So it's more like a shelf, pot shelf, but it's got that that plastic cover over it.
Yeah.
So you can have your own little seedling hot house going on, and that could, set you up quicker on your way instead of sowing directly. Because the tomatoes and the peppers can do well where you start them off in a six-pack or a tray, and then you can transplant them. Some things that you can just, sow directly. So your carrots and your beetroot and those things, you can still just sow directly into beds. During the year. But what else?
So that is quite interesting anyway.
It
also depends where you stay.
We
can't do that. We've got, at night, we've got the night creatures that come out.
Okay.
And they thoroughly enjoy. We tried a veggie and it didn't work.
Mm.
It was... that we've had creatures.
The porcupines.
The porcupines, yes.
And they just dig around.
And they just help themselves. So we've tried a few times, and then we just kind of gave up, porcupines do a lot. So we were excited to start with the porcupines.
Yeah, porcupines.
Decided,
baboons.
The baboons. We haven't got many baboons on our side anymore like we used to.
Okay.
And they've actually moved, as you know. I think they've moved. But we had George and crew those years, But I think it's more the porcupines and, the creatures of the night that come out.
When I was away, we went to the Karoo National Park. And the joke is that when my son heard we were going to the Karoo National Park, he said, well, can't we change that to the Karooga National Park? would have been nice to get to the Karooga, but we didn't. We went to the Karoo. And one thing that we've never seen at all is a art wolf.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you've ever seen an art wolf.
No.
And so we had to go on a night drive. And we went on one of the nights that we were there, we went on a night drive. And the first animal that we saw was an art wolf. And she was the lady that took us.
Yes.
She was quite surprised because, first of all, he was only like 20 meters away. So you could see.
It was close.
It was close. And but as soon as the light hit him, you know, he moved off, or her. Yeah. I'm not sure what it was. I think it was a male. And it was very interesting because they're nocturnal night creatures. Yeah. And they
and your tour guide was just as surprised as you.
Yeah, she was like, oh my goodness, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Because it was so close to the road and that sort of thing. But the interesting thing was it looks like a small hyena.
Yes.
And it's got, but this puffy hair.
Yeah.
So the puffy hair makes it look much bigger than it actually is. And then the other thing is she said that it only eats termites.
Really?
And I was just like, wow, this is an interesting thing. So they have to, eat, I don't know how many termites a night
to survive,
but that's what they eat. But that was quite fun. I don't know why we were talking about that.
Well, we're talking about... We're talking about our veggie garden.
Our veggie,
our creatures of the night.
Oh, the creatures of the night.
Yeah.
Yes. So the art wolf.
You had a creature of the night.
Yeah, the art wolf. And we actually saw another one later in the drive, but it was way far away. And she says, there's an art wolf. And like we looked and
it was gone.
No, there was like we just had to believe her.
Yeah.
I think she does that, you know.
I think she does it to catch you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was it.
So getting back to our veggie patch.
Yes, the veggies.
The veggies.
Yeah, so I've talked about the tomatoes and the peppers, also brinjals, maybe some basil. Those are all the ones that you could start sowing in like a humidity dome or one of your little hot house kind of things. Some people have tunnels at their houses, you know, they're really... that was the other thing I was going to talk about, because you mentioned the baboons.
Yes.
So on the weekend, I had a customer come and chat to me about a structure that he's built at his house in Capri, because they had serious troubles last year with the baboons coming in and just trashing the stuff. And he showed me pictures. He was very proud. It's actually a really, really super structure. It looks like he's made the whole thing out of wood, and then he's got the plastic and sort that sort of stuff. And now he needs to put stuff inside. He wanted troughs and things like that. So that was quite exciting. But you know, sometimes you've got to go to extreme measures to get your veggies growing at home, which is not fun. But you know, some people want to do that because they're quite adamant that they want to grow at home. So if you don't have the baboons and stuff coming around, then it's obviously a bonus. But there are ways and means of protecting your crops.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I love them. I really do. But they are a menace, they are. And I know even in Komiki, they are there. They walk into homes now. And my own son and daughter-in-law, the other day, they were in the kitchen. Next minute, in walked the man, helped himself, and, walked out. So, yes.
They're too familiar with people.
Yes, yeah.
Because that was the other thing that was quite noticeable in the Karoo. There were baboons around on the, you know, when you're driving the roads, and then all of a sudden you would see the baboons, but they, even though you're in a car, they don't want to be in an environment where there's something that's not, you know, part of their everyday life kind of thing.
Yeah. And they know what they want. So yes, you know.
Yes.
And they do love fruit and they love veggies. I know.
Yeah. It's a sensitive topic.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And then I said,
but I still love them.
Carrots, beetroot, lettuce, spinach, Swiss chard, spring onions, radishes. All those things you can still sow directly into the soil. As I said, if the soil is too cold, you won't get the germination rate that maybe you want, but it's still, you can definitely start doing that.
Yes.
And then some herbs like parsley, coriander, chives, oregano, all of those things are good to plant now.
Yeah.
We talked about the pruning of the roses and that you would have done, but there's also still time because it's cold enough. You can still prune like the deciduous fruit trees and things like that. And any shrubs that are looking a little bit straggly or scraggly, I don't know what the word is, but anything that looks like it needs a bit of a haircut.
Yes.
It's still a good time to do that just before the, because you can neaten it up before the spring, everything hopefully explodes in the garden. So before it gets, you know, hot and windy and all those things where you don't want to be pruning back too crazily.
Now's the time.
Now's the time. So do those sort of neatening up and the pruning back now. So that when the springtime comes, the plant is not in as much like shock if you need to, you know, cut it back or anything like that.
And then, of course, once you've done all of this, you've got to wait for the summer to arrive to continue with a beautiful garden.
Exactly. It's such a weird thing. Like the time goes so fast and the seasons change so quickly. But, you know, there's a few things that you just handle at certain times of the year, and then it just makes, when it comes around to the springtime, then it just makes everything look so much better because you put some effort in before.
When you do the scenic drives, you do see green everywhere, starting to be pretty green.
Yeah, the Oekhopsweg with the after the fires.
After the fire, it's starting. Yes, you know, and the waterfalls. Oh my word!
Yes,
and Admiral's waterfall. Have you seen that? I've never seen it so full and flowing. It's amazing.
Yeah, I haven't been that side.
Haven't you?
For a little while,
my family took a walk. They took a walk to the. And that was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And they sent a video of it. And we've done plenty of that walk.
Yes.
And it's never been this this wild. And it's so lovely because you can stand under it, you know, in the water, but it's flowing. It's just...
it'll be a bit chilly.
It's a chilly, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful to actually see it in action because it's always been kind of dry.
Mm.
You know, we go stand there where the waterfall usually falls and we get photos.
Where is the waterfall?
Yes.
No, it's a different story. Yeah, you could do a bit of your Wim Hof story, a cold plunge.
Yes, the cold plunge. Mm. Everyone's doing that too. Well, not everybody. I know a lot of people are doing these rock pool plunges and winter in, you know, all year round.
That's not for me.
In the cold, God. No. Gosh, not for me either.
I know that Cecil from the nursery, one of my managers, he, Kerry was showing me a reel that he had done and he did one of those cold plunges in, off the boardwalk or whatever at Fishhook.
Yes.
And this is when we were away. So this is July or whatever. And, you know, it must be chilly.
It is freezing. It is freezing cold. But they say it's good for you. It's supposed to, you know.
It's like a cold shower.
It doesn't make you younger.
No.
Although some people say it does, but I don't think so. But it just makes you healthier, apparently. It just kicks your day off and you start with a clear mind, I'm sure.
Yeah. It wipes everything out.
Everything out, yeah.
You can't think about anything except how cold you are.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, is there anything else that we're going to share before? I know we're early today, but as you said, there's not much you can do while we are still pruning and planting the seeds of love.
Yeah, it's one of those, like I said, it's a funny time.
Yes.
And but people do want to get stuck into the garden, which is awesome to see. We had, like I said, as soon as the sun came out this weekend, we were actually, like, there was a vibe and there were people. And
there was a buzz.
There was a buzz. And it was my first, like, Saturday was my first day back. And one of my guys said to me, you know, you mustn't go on holiday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? He says, no, you brought the customers back. And I was like, oh, I wish it was me.
Yes.
But it's the weather. It's one of those,
everyone, when we see the lights, I know my family went for a walk and then they went somewhere where they could have a little picnic and a braai. Mm. You know, so it was a good day yesterday.
Yes. So, and when we were going back to the story about the green on the Oekhopsweg, the one thing that is probably a little bit disconcerting which happens is that the aliens can get stuck in because they grow faster than the indigenous stuff.
Yes.
And I don't know where I saw it, but there was a poster about people going into the forest and the mountains and sorting out a certain area.
Yes.
The really difficult areas that they always have you know, massive problems with the aliens, because if you get in there early and the seedlings have sprouted of these poor Jackson or whatever, and they're not, you know, half a meter high, yes, they're only 30 centimeters high or 20 yes centimeters, it makes them easy to pull out. And the idea is that you get stuck in at that time. And I think there was like a drive to try and get people to help. But also the difficulty is that you have to, you know, you have to go off path. And now, then you're also disturbing the other natural things. See, but, you know, you, there's a balance that we have to...
Yeah, you got to look for the balance.
Yeah. But it is such a strange thing, the aliens. Like, we've got the Port Jackson.
Yeah.
And then you go up to... we were in Knysna area as well. And everything there is the wattle, I think it is.
Black yeah, and you've mentioned, you and David have mentioned wattle and yes, Port Jackson. You've made mention of that before.
Yeah. So in different areas, there's different things that are, you know, just yeah take over. And it's so sad to see how it, because it grows so fast. I think it was Hakia actually in Knysna area. You just can't go anywhere without seeing like mountains of the Hakia,
yes,
you know, coming in, instead of our indigenous stuff. But yeah, I suppose we can't get to everything.
No.
But yeah, it is one of those.
And it's all, if, you know, it's just, like I said, I love it. Riding through now, you see the green. So I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
But you see, that's your trade.
Yeah.
So I just think, oh, look, it's starting to go green.
Yeah. You know, something's coming back.
Something's coming back.
At least
it's
something.
You're saying something's coming back with a worry. You know, so it just shows you, you know.
Yeah, a different perspective.
We all, you know, how green is our grass. Look at mine, it's a jungle at the moment. I think it's always interesting because many of us, now when I ride, now I will start thinking like you.
Uh-huh.
You know? Now I'm going to sound intelligent in the car. I talk to my hubby. You say, now you know what worries me?
No, we don't need more worries. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say, I'm worried about. And then you look at me and say, did you eat a book?
We won't talk about eating books right now.
I'm going to say, definitely not. I got it from Jeremy. You know? And then I'm going to tell you, we can start now cutting the grass. You know,
yes.
You can start it right now. You know?
No, must. You must. Because you see, what happens if you let it go too high and then you yes try and cut it, then yes it's just too sparse at the bottom. And then yes it really, because it's too shady and stuff like that, then it actually takes longer. So it's one of those things where you have to not cut it too short, but don't let it get too long.
Too long, yes. Well, so, we've got to start because it's kind of very high.
Yes.
So we're going to have to bring it down.
Yeah.
A tad. But I think with the water is running, I mean, on the mountain, it is running down. You know, at the moment, it's very green and very long.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah. So, Jeremy, anything else to share before we say goodbye?
I can't rack my brain of anything else to share.
Well, I think we shared a lot and we went off the...
Yeah, we have to go on tangents.
Yes.
Tangents are always good.
Very good. You know, David
makes it interesting.
I'm sure David's listening, and if he says he's having a good cackle now. Laugh, David, laugh.
Excellent.
So, Jeremy, you want to give out your contacts?
Come and visit us. I've said it so many times that that road is a bit of a mess.
Yes.
And I don't think it's going to get better even when it's done. But we will not have another problem to add to our list. Yeah. But, you know, make the effort. Come and visit us at Harry Humans Garden Center, please. Yeah.
And ask for Jeremy. He is there. He will always help. The potholes are filled with, they keep filling up with gravel.
No, they did some proper potholes.
We had a
big hoo-ha on one of the WhatsApp groups because the traffic was so bad on, I don't know which day it was, Thursday last week.
It was very, very bad.
Because of fixing the potholes. But they were actually doing it with tar.
Oh.
So it was a proper job.
So then we call man.
No.
They're
doing a proper job. But it was like, it was so funny because you complain about the potholes and then you complain about the traffic when we're fixing the potholes. So, you know, what else?
Can't please us all. So, but Jeremy, you'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
With David, hopefully.
Yes.
And thank you for coming in, sharing the knowledge and the expertise. And I've even learned a lot now when I go to Kapsabach. Bye, Jeremy.
Cool. Thank you.
Bye. Cheers.
This gardening feature was brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Khumann's Garden Center.